Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Republic of India and the war in Europe. I welcome Sadanand Dume of the American Enterprise Institute, writes an op-ed column for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, observing the Indian position on the Ukraine war. In fact, the whole of the global South has stood back from the Ukraine war. But India in particular is important because it has an historical, within the terms of the Cold War, attachment to Russian equipment and Russian aid during the bumpy parts of the Pakistan conflict. Sadanand, a very good evening to you. This record of India and Russia goes back as far as the Cold War goes back. Today, the Russians poll very well, according to your presentation at the Pew Survey. Pull very well for Indians. What is the affection or what is the memory based on? Is there one event or just a series of them? Good evening to you.
Very good evening, John. Yeah, there are a few different things going on. And it's certainly true that Indians have, the Russia has a very high favorability rating in India. So does Putin. Almost 60% of Indians have a favorable or somewhat favorable view of Russia, and about the same amount have a view that they are confident that Putin would do the right thing in world affairs. Just to give your listeners a comparison, in the U.S., that's just 7%. So you can see that Putin is a far more popular figure among Indians than he is among Americans. And in fact, Pew surveyed 24 countries, and the Indians emerged as the country where Russia was the most popular out of all 24 countries surveyed. Now, to answer your question, there are a couple of things going on. One thing is, as you pointed out, it goes back to the Cold War. The Indians remember that when they had a war with Pakistan in 1971, the Soviet Union at that time stood by India. They remember the Moscow very often using its veto of the United Nations to back India on the question of Kashmir, which is another conflict with Pakistan. And more recently, even though the Cold War has been over for a while, I think there's a sense in New Delhi that the Russians are dependable when it comes to arms supplies, particularly on some sort of high-tech weapons like India's cruise missile program, India's nuclear submarine program. Those are all kind of in close cooperation with the Russians. So that, in a nutshell, is sort of, shows the extent of India-Russia cooperation, and that remains.
Three powers in Eurasia, Russia, India, and China. It appears from the map that India is right between them. We've got a Chinese army in the high Himalayas, and we have Russian army in Ukraine. The concern that India has to have for the future is you can have one of them against you, but not both of them. So has it decided to choose Russia, at least in terms of a relationship, because of China?
Well, the argument I make is that it chose Russia, or it has a relationship with Russia, partly for historical reasons, partly because of these, the arms relationship. But that relationship actually, I think, is on very shaky ground, because the India-China relationship is fraught. They have tens of thousands of troops on their boundary. The two countries have been unable to come to an agreement on where exactly that boundary line lies. And so India faces an increasingly adventurous China right on its Himalayan border. And as the Russians get propelled closer and closer to China, the Indians are going to find that they can no longer rely on Russia. So just imagine for a moment, John, that there's a shooting war breaks out in the Himalayas between India and China. What it would mean is that the Indians would turn to the Russians under those circumstances for spare parts or for any kind of diplomatic help with the UN. And guess what? Moscow's not going to be in a position to help India. because Moscow is completely dependent on China at this point for markets, for technology, for all kinds of things. So that's one of the things that's driving the Indians very quickly closer to the U.S. and to the West, particularly to France.
One statistic jumped out at me in your column. 30,000 Indian origin or Indian nationalities in Russia, 4.4 million of the same in the United States. That's voting with your feet. Does India know this?
They do know it, right? And it's very clear now that even though and this has been going on for a long time, you don't get to 4.4 million overnight, that even as the Indian government was pursuing a closer relationship with Moscow, the Indian people were voting with their feet for opportunity and for democracy and for capitalism. And this has created a powerful bridge, a 4.4 million strong people bridge, which again sort of, you know, makes it much harder for the Indian government over time to keep up this this relationship with Moscow at the expense of a relationship with the West.
The oil, the price of oil discounted to India. Certainly, I'm just going to guess that it's boosted the economy of Mr. Modi, and it would have been highly unusual for him to turn away from the discount that Russia was offering. It's offering China the same discount. Is that something that's likely to last into the future? Because you say before the war, very slight trade with Russia. Are they building up a relationship?
I mean, those figures are quite staggering. Before the war, India imported less than 2%, around 2% of its oil from Russia. And in May this year, that had gone up to 40% of India's oil. And that's not a small amount because India is the second largest oil importer in the world. So it was, it's a lot of oil. And you're right, India has done it because of the discounts. At this point, you know, it's basically a question of India will buy oil from whoever gives it the best rate. They aren't doing it, you know, to do the Russians a favor. A lot of that oil is being refined and then being re-exported to the Europeans, in fact. But they're doing it because the Russians are giving them a good deal. If the Saudis or the Iraqis were giving them a better deal, that's where they'd buy their oil. And I suspect over time, that's what we're going to get back to because the Saudis and the Iraqis have a geographical advantage, which the Russians don't.
You mention history and the historical ties of the 20th century. You also make a very convincing presentation that the Indian public knows the future is the United States, Europe, both. Do they identify where the future is geographically?
Much, much more so the United States. I think the visit that Modi had to Washington recently was viewed very widely as a success in India. And it's kind of interesting, you know, I mean, that even though Putin has this very high favorability rating in India, in fact, Joe Biden has a higher rating in India. So, not to be too partisan, but I don't think it's coming from his great charisma. I think that's a vote of confidence in the United States.
And what we have now is Mr. Modi being commonsensical about the war, staying out of choosing sides. Similar to the non-alignment of the 20th century, is that how to think of it?
Yeah, but except that, you know, in this case, I would say that, as you mentioned, you know, it's largely true for much of the so-called global South, right? I mean, the way they're looking at this, I mean, in India's case, they're terrified of Russia going more and more into China's camp because that really seriously upsets the balance of power on the Eurasian subcontinent, where that in the Indian perspective, there are basically three big powers, right? Russia, China, and India. But for many of the other countries, the smaller countries who aren't looking at this just in terms of geopolitics, they're affected by the spike in fertilizer prices. They're affected by the spike in food prices, inflation, the economic havoc that this is causing. And India is also, as the current leader of the G20, trying to fashion a role for itself as the kind of de facto leader of that group of countries.
Sadanand Dume, the American Enterprise Institute, The Wall Street Journal. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hola, déjame preguntarte algo. ¿Quieres que tu carro dure más, que corra más suave y que rinda mejor? Tranquilo, estoy hablando de tu motor. Te tengo algo bueno. Seafoam Motor Treatment. Seafoam ayuda a que tu motor funcione más suave y dure más tiempo. Y es facilito de usar. Solo lo echas en el tanque de gasolina y listo. Déjalo trabajar mientras manejas. Sin pasos extras ni visitas al mecánico. Si tu carro anda medio raro, temblando en el rally sin fuerza, gastando gasolina como cafecito por la ventanita, puede que sea hora. Seafoam es tu primer paso sencillo para recuperar ese rendimiento, para que rinda como debe ser, suave y con power. Y esto no es nuevo. Seafoam ha sido confiado por mecánicos por más de 75 años. ¡75 años! Eso es mucha confianza, mi gente. Y por eso, millones de conductores lo usan todos los días para mantener sus motores fuertes. Agarra una lata de Seafoam hoy en tu tienda de autopartes favorita y pa'lante con confianza.